Lara shook her head slowly. I had just always assumed that you and Ms. Murphy, I grunted. No, she doesn't want to get serious with me. And you don't want to be casual with her? Lara said. There's an outside chance that I have abandonment issues, I said. Still, a man like you, and it's been 4 years, she shook her head. I have enormous personal respect for you, Wizard, but that's just sad. I grunted again, too tired to lip off. Saved my life just now, I suppose. Lara looked back at me for a moment, and then she turned pink. Yes, it probably did, and I owe you an apology. For trying to eat me? I said. She shivered, and the tips of her breasts suddenly stood out against the white silk. She'd rearranged her clothes to cover them. I was too tired to feel more than a little disappointed about it. Yes, she said, for losing control of myself. I confess, I thought that we were facing our last moment. I'm afraid I didn't restrain myself very well. For that, you have my apologies. I looked around and realized dimly that we were in some part of the Wraith Chateau itself. Huh. I'm sorry about the damage to your home here. Under the circumstances, I'm inclined to be gracious. You saved my life. You could have saved yourself, I said quietly. When the gate was closing, you could have left me to die. You didn't. Thank you. She blinked at me as if I had just started speaking in alien tongues. Wizard, she said after a moment, I gave you my word of safe passage. A member of my court betrayed you, betrayed us all. I could not leave you to die without forsaking my word, and I take my promises seriously, Mr. Dresden. I stared quietly at her for a moment and then nodded. Then I said, I noticed that you didn't go terribly far out of your way to save Cesarina Malvora. Her lips twitched up at the corners. It was a difficult time. I did all that I could to protect my house and then the other members of court in attendance. More's the pity that I could not save that usurping, traitorous bitch. You couldn't save that usurping, traitorous Lord Scavis either, I noted. Life is change, Lara replied quietly. You know what I think, Lara? I asked. Her eyes narrowed and fastened on me. I think someone got together with Scavis to plan his little hunt for the low-powered magic folks. I think someone encouraged him to do it. I think someone pointed it out as a great plan to usurp mean old Lord Wraith's power base. And then I think that same someone probably nudged Lady Malvora to move, to give her a chance to steal Lord Scavis's thunder. Lara's eyelids lowered and her lips spread in a slow smile. Why would someone do such a thing? Because she knew that Scavis and Malvora were going to make a move soon in any case. I think she did it to divide her enemies and focus their efforts into a plan she could predict rather than waiting upon their ingenuity. I think someone wanted to turn Scavis and Malvora against one another, keeping them too busy to undermine Wraith. I sat up, faced her, and said, It was you, pulling their strings. It was you who came up with the plan to kill those women. Perhaps not, Lara replied smoothly. Lord Scavis was a well-known misogynist, and he proposed a plan much like this one only a century ago. She tapped a finger to her lips thoughtfully and then said, And you have no way of proving otherwise. I stared at her for a long moment, then I said, I don't need proof to act on my own. Is that a threat, dear wizard? I looked slowly around the ruined room.